Opening this Friday, June 17th, at Woodstock's Birdcliff Theatre, is a new play entitled Midget in a Cat Suit Reciting Spinoza. Written and directed by acclaimed writer, director and actor Carrie Harrison, son of the famous actor Sir Rex Harrison. Carrie is a long-time Woodstock resident and co-founder of the Woodstock Players. He's the author of some 35 plays, about 16 novels, and is the winner of numerous awards and grants. He's also an essayist, poet, and book reviewer, and a professor of English at Brooklyn College. Welcome to Between the Lines, Carrie.
Thank you, Anne.
So, Midget in a Cat Suit Reciting Spinoza. What is all that about, and why that title?
Well, there's a story behind that title. I wish I'd thought it up all on my own, but I didn't. I was working with a director who directed a previous play of mine 2 years ago, which was called Bad Boys, and he wrote me an email saying, but this is a love story, I don't know how to direct it. I wasn't sure what he meant by that, but he then went on in his email to say, but if you'd written me a play featuring a midget in a cat suit reciting Spinoza, I would know exactly where to begin. And I thought this was hilarious, and a few months later I thought, well, why don't I take that idea and write? If that's the play he wants, oh, that's what I'll write for him. So I took those words and I started off from that idea to try and figure out what a play would be that could be covered by that title. And I wrote it, and it came out, I have to say, better than I feared it might. And I sent it to my director, who was very pleased with it, as it turns out. He then gave up directing in favor of his first love, which is composing. So I was left with the play. We're now producing it this summer ourselves.
Okay, so can you describe what it's about?
Ah, well, yes. The play postulates the idea that the 17th century philosopher, Baruch Spinoza, was put under a curse. This is partly true, by the elders of Amsterdam, for having heretical beliefs which included the idea that there was no great difference between good and evil, or life and death, that they all belonged to the same substance. This was not popular in Amsterdam in those days. And in my play, he's put under a curse which obliges him to carry out his belief that there's no great difference between life and death, and he has to live forever and be the eternal Jew. So the play takes place in the 1930s, by which time he's been alive for 300 years, and he's absolutely fed up with living. And he hears about the Nazis and the Holocaust, and for him, unlike for every other Jew in the world, this is actually very good news, because he thinks it's possible that this might mean the end of the Jews, and it would bring the end of his life, the thing that he most desires. So he surrenders to the Gestapo, and the story pursues his fate as he attempts. He becomes the only Jew actually seeking to use the Holocaust to bring his life, his very, very long life, to an end. And there are other characters in the story, include Salvador Dalí, the surrealist painter, who is a friend of Spinoza's. They meet on a park bench in Central Park. And Hermann Göring, who in the play is a friend of Dalí's and is sent to try and save Spinoza's life. So it's a surrealist historical extravaganza.
Now, where is it set exactly? Is it set in New York?
All over the place.
Okay.
There's a scene in New York. There are scenes in Germany. And it's all enclosed within a pantomime. This is something that Americans are not all that familiar with, but before the play begins, I come on and I explain the British tradition of pantomime. And the pantomime of Dick Whittington and his wonderful cat is the frame for the whole play, which is how we get a midget in a cat.
I was going to be my next question. How do you get a midget in a cat suit?
In our play, there is a famous popular philosopher called Sir Arthur Midget, who's actually not a midget at all. Every Christmas, he answers questions from the audience about matters of the meaning of life and death. So this is how the midget in the cat suit enters the story, and as the play begins, he is in fact reciting some material, some philosophical material, from the philosopher Spinoza, on whom he is an expert. And the play then soon moves from cats and rats to a world of Nazis, and the cats and rats keep coming back into the story, and the two plays interweave their way through the evening.
Aha, all is revealed.
All is finally revealed.
So it's a comedy then?
Oh, it is indeed. I know it sounds a little macabre. It's a black comedy or even a black farce, but it is, I believe people will find, a highly entertaining evening, which carries also some deeper and darker message.
Right, and you have quite the accomplished cast of actors here. Can you say who they are?
Oh, we have a wonderful cast. Playing Spinoza is a well-known a comedian. He calls himself a stand-up tragedian, which actually describes our play very well. Mikhail Horowitz, who has a well-earned following in the area. And we have a number of familiar actors locally, including Philip Levine, Richard Bennett, who plays Goering, who's appeared in our plays before. We have two wonderful actors from Manhattan who've worked with us before in the form of Mick O'Brien and Chris Lundberg. And we have a whole wonderful crew of people playing our rats, who also play the Nazi soldiers, small parts played really magnificently. We have an extraordinary cast. Our aim as a company was to try and bring theatre of the very highest standard back to Woodstock, and I believe that certainly as far as the acting is concerned, that we've done that this time around.
So people should rush to get tickets then?
Oh, please rush to get tickets. We'd love to see you there. We have, it's a glorious evening, a feast for the eye and the mind and for the soul and for the heart as well.
Now, and I should say, so it opens this Friday, but it's also on Saturday, and is it on Sunday as well?
And it's on Sunday at 3, Friday and Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 3, and the following week we start on Thursday at 8, and we go again on Friday and Saturday at 8 with a final performance on Sunday at 3.
Excellent. All of these actors, they are members of the Woodstock Players. Is that correct?
They are Woodstock Players, and we're extremely proud of them, and we have a wonderfully fun time.
And this was a company that you started, right?
Yes, I started it with my wife, who's a designer, who's also our company manager, and we have her wonderful sets and costumes, particularly wonderful costumes this year, to thank. So it is a little home-based company. We work otherwise all year round at our various jobs and are only able to put on a play in the summer and sometimes one in the winter as well. And we're very lucky to have the most gorgeous theatre that I know of. And I've been working in theatre for 50 years and I've never encountered one that I love as much as the Birdcliff Theatre just outside Woodstock building that started life not as a theatre itself, but in fact is all the more lovely because it's not a purpose-built, it's just an enchanted wooden and brick space with bleachers and seats and a special magic to it, and it has an extraordinary history. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward appeared there, mm-hmm. Many famous directors started there, and we hope to make the audience feel that wonderful history and the very special magic that the place has.
Excellent. How long have you actually lived in Woodstock?
It's about 10 years now.
And why did you move there?
Oh, well, I was teaching in the city, and I had a colleague at the City University who I gathered had a beautiful house out here, architect built, and I came out, spent the night here, and saw his house, and drove through Woodstock for the first time and was completely enchanted by it, as so many people have been. And I said to my colleague, if he heard of somebody who had a little cottage for sale, please to let us know, and this happened almost at once, which makes you believe that there's some serendipitous purpose to it all, and you must act on it at once. And it seemed to be our destiny, and it worked out wonderfully quickly, and we've been out here ever since.
Wow. And there is something I read in Wikipedia that I have to ask you about. So you're also the Bishop of Woodstock, I understand, in the Moorish Orthodox Church of America.
I am. The Moorish Orthodox Church, we're online in case anyone is curious as to who we are. We're a very broad church. We like all prophets, and we have neither church nor litany, but we do have picnics, which we regard as the most profound and sacred of all possible events. I'm very proud to be the Bishop of Woodstock. I occasionally raise my hand and bless my flock, although they may be wondering what on earth I'm doing, because they clearly don't know that I am the bishop. But I realized as soon as I heard of this religion that it was mine. I spent a lot of time in Morocco, and the Moorish sounded perfect. Orthodox sounded very formidable and impressive, and I met a number of extraordinary minds, poets, intellectuals who belong to this religion, and I thought if they belong to it, then I should love to belong to it too. And I realized I'd always wanted to be a bishop. It might be just the frocks, but I hadn't known until that moment how badly I wanted to be a bishop, and I'm terribly happy to be one now.
A bishop in a frock.
Bishop in a frock, yeah.
Okay. That all sounds great. Sounds like it's going to be a rip-roaring good old time at the Woodstock Barclay Theatre. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't asked you?
No, and I think that's it, and we would love to see everybody there come and see our company. Our company is extraordinarily talented, in a place that you will want to come back to again and again.
Now, and if people want to get tickets, is there a website they can go to?
There is, please, yes. It's www.thewoodstockplayers.com, and you will find there exactly how to book tickets for our event. Or simply show up at the door, and we hope we will be able to accommodate you.
Well, thank you so very much, Cary Harrison, for being on Between the Lines.
Thank you, Anne. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And that was the acclaimed director, writer, and actor, Cary Harrison, whose Midget in a Cat Suit reciting Spinoza opens this Friday, June 17th at 8 p.m. at Woodstock's Birdcliff Theatre. And now we're going to go to another song.